Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I've got to tell you, Mary, I'm really fed up with studying.
Oh, yes? Why is that?
Well, I wanted to do things, not just read books about diets.
Surely you do things sometimes.
Yes, but not the things I'm interested in. I wouldn't even know how to cook an omelette if I hadn't learnt it myself.
I certainly like your omelettes. Mine are never as tasty as yours.
You see, the secret is to have the pan really hot and to cook the eggs for as short a time as you possibly can.
Is that so?
Yes, that's one thing I do know how to do, cook an omelette.
You're not thinking of getting back to that cooking job of yours, are you, John?
Actually, I might. Anyway, where did studying get you?
I think I got a good degree.
Good for what? You were unemployed for ages.
That was because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do.
Then why are so many graduates unemployed? Because they're choosy? No, because they didn't learn anything useful while they were studying.
Well, I found it a great experience. I learnt a lot from my course and from the people I met on it.
Yes, I know. A bunch of snobs from private schools.
Oh, really? I've had enough of this. I think it's time I went home. Bye, John.
Bye, Mary. See you.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
I've got to tell you, Mary, I'm really fed up with studying.
Oh, yes? Why is that?
Well, I wanted to do things, not just read books about diets.
Surely you do things sometimes.
Yes, but not the things I'm interested in. I wouldn't even know how to cook an omelette if I hadn't learnt it myself.
I certainly like your omelettes. Mine are never as tasty as yours.
You see, the secret is to have the pan really hot and to cook the eggs for as short a time as you possibly can.
Is that so?
Yes, that's one thing I do know how to do, cook an omelette.
You're not thinking of getting back to that cooking job of yours, are you, John?
Actually, I might. Anyway, where did studying get you?
I think I got a good degree.
Good for what? You were unemployed for ages.
That was because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do.
Then why are so many graduates unemployed? Because they're choosy. No, because they didn't learn anything useful while they were studying.
Well, I found it a great experience. I learnt a lot from my course and from the people I met on it.
Yes, I know. A bunch of snobs from private schools.
Oh, really? I've had enough of this. I think it's time I went home. Bye, John.
Bye, Mary. See you.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
BBC Prime is a 24-hour entertainment channel which focuses on drama, light entertainment, comedy and natural history. This week you can join us to watch a variety of programmes. Programme 1.
On Monday, don't forget to watch Blue Remembered Hills. It's Dennis Potter's play about childhood and everyday life, with its cruelty, kindness and unhappiness. You'll be moved to tears by the story about parents, children, their daily routines and some difficult situations they find themselves in.
Programme 2. On Tuesday there is Next of Kin, a comedy about two grandparents who have to take care of their three grandchildren after their parents are killed in an accident. They are not prepared for this at all. So it's goodbye to their retirement villa in France and rounds of golf, and hello to school runs, pet hamsters, and teenage problems. Programme 3.
On Wednesday, don't miss 999, a documentary showing the drama and excitement of real-life rescues. You will see life-saving operations by the fire, ambulance, police, and Coast Guard services, as well as other rescue teams.
Programme 4. On Friday, Home Front, a series which presents advice, ideas and suggestions about house decoration. This week we will visit a Welsh family who have just bought their first home. The first-time buyers want to live in comfortable conditions, so they ask a lot of questions and are advised on furnishings by interior decorators. Programme 5.
On Saturday, Great Ormond Street, an eight-part series that goes behind the scenes at the world's most famous children's hospital to show how their slogan, "The child first and always," is put into practice each day. The cameras show the moving stories of the young patients and the specialist teams who work there. Without them, the young patients will not get better.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
BBC Prime is a 24-hour entertainment channel which focuses on drama, light entertainment, comedy and natural history. This week you can join us to watch a variety of programs. Program 1.
On Monday, don't forget to watch Blue Remembered Hills. It's Dennis Potter's play about childhood and everyday life, with its cruelty, kindness and unhappiness. You'll be moved to tears by the story about parents, children, their daily routines and some difficult situations they find themselves in.
Programme 2. On Tuesday there is Next of Kin, a comedy about two grandparents who have to take care of their three grandchildren after their parents are killed in an accident. They are not prepared for this at all. So it's goodbye to their retirement villa in France and rounds of golf, and hello to school runs, pet hamsters, and teenage problems. Programme 3.
On Wednesday, don't miss 999, a documentary showing the drama and excitement of real-life rescues. You will see life-saving operations by the fire, ambulance, police, and Coast Guard services, as well as other rescue teams.
Programme 4. On Friday, Home Front, a series which presents advice, ideas and suggestions about house decoration. This week we will visit a Welsh family who have just bought their first home. The first-time buyers want to live in comfortable conditions, so they ask a lot of questions and are advised on furnishings by interior decorators. Program 5.
On Saturday, Great Ormond Street, an 8-part series that goes behind the scenes at the world's most famous children's hospital to show how their slogan, "The child first and always," is put into practice each day. The cameras show the moving stories of the young patients and the specialist teams who work there. Without them, the young patients will not get better.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Is Prince Harry the rudest royal, or is he just a typical teenager? He is third in line to the throne, so he's an important member of the royal family. He had an emotionally difficult childhood. His parents' marriage and divorce were often in the news. Then, after his mother's death, Harry had many unpleasant moments. But now, at 20, the young prince has many friends and a career in the army. He's quite pleased about his father's marriage to Camilla Parker Bowles. Perhaps we should congratulate him on overcoming such a difficult childhood. As a teenager, he went to Africa to work with orphaned children. He helped to build a small hospital and a bridge. Harry played football and did gardening with the children. He also went on tour of England with the Rugby Football Union to promote rugby in some poor areas of the city. Terry Burwell, the director of the Rugby Football Union, said Harry was very good with young people. After the tsunami catastrophe, Harry and his brother William gave their free time over New Year to help the Red Cross. After seeing the pictures in the news, they knew they had to do something. Harry and William helped to pack boxes of supplies. They said it was good to know that the boxes were going to people who really needed help. However, there were also some things about Harry that his royal family didn't approve of. Once he had a fight with a photographer. He was coming out of a nightclub with his girlfriend when some paparazzi started taking photographs. Harry hit one of them and ordered the man to leave him alone. On another occasion, he dressed up as a German officer for a friend's fancy dress party. He was photographed wearing Nazi clothes and symbols. Later on, Harry said sorry and admitted it was a poor choice of costume. Is Prince Harry good or bad? Now it is for you to decide.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Is Prince Harry the rudest royal, or is he just a typical teenager? He is third in line to the throne, so he's an important member of the royal family. He had an emotionally difficult childhood. His parents' marriage and divorce were often in the news. Then, after his mother's death, Harry had many unpleasant moments. But now, at 20, the young prince has many friends and a career in the army. He's quite pleased about his father's marriage to Camilla Parker Bowles. Perhaps we should congratulate him on overcoming such a difficult childhood. As a teenager, he went to Africa to work with orphaned children. He helped to build a small hospital and a bridge. Harry played football and did gardening with the children. He also went on tour of England with the Rugby Football Union to promote rugby in some poor areas of the city. Terry Burwell, the director of the Rugby Football Union, said Harry was very good with young people. After the tsunami catastrophe, Harry and his brother William gave their free time over New Year to help the Red Cross. After seeing the pictures in the news, they knew they had to do something. Harry and William helped to pack boxes of supplies. They said it was good to know that the boxes were going to people who really needed help. However, there were also some things about Harry that his royal family didn't approve of. Once he had a fight with a photographer. He was coming out of a nightclub with his girlfriend when some paparazzi started taking photographs. Harry hit one of them and ordered the man to leave him alone. On another occasion, he dressed up as a German officer for a friend's fancy dress party. He was photographed wearing Nazi clothes and symbols. Later on, Harry said sorry and admitted it was a poor choice of costume. Is Prince Harry good or bad? Now it is for you to decide.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.